Though it's been said the only truly secure computer is disconnected from the internet, turned off with the hard drive removed, we don't actually need to lead web-free lives for our private information to be kept safe.
I don't think that disconnecting entirely is the answer. I mean, certainly it has its appeal on some days. You know, we all live connected lives. It's very hard to disconnect from email and from everything else as everything's moving more and more to the online world.
Siobhan McDermott is the co-author of the new book, Wide Open Privacy. She works at an internet security company and noticed the need for a book about online privacy for the non-specialist. In other words, the rest of us.
As we look at the information revolution, it really made privacy sort of the defining issue of our age. And I think that this is what made us think about how do we get more control as consumers and manage our digital reputations? And how do we move from almost playing defense, which is what we're doing by de facto today, to moving to playing offense? All the current books in this arena tend to be very legal in nature or very technical in nature. And none of them were really talking to, you know, normal people to say, hey, what can you do? And what is this all about?
For example, in the United States, people generally have to opt out of tracking technology. Otherwise, websites, search engines, corporations, or governments can see your activities on the internet, such as which websites you visit and what you search for.
On average, one single website installs 64 pieces of tracking technology. None of us know about that. So make sure you use Do Not Track software.
If entering sensitive information, she advises people use a proxy server or a secured site and only buy from reputable online vendors, she says. Steer clear of anything that looks too good to be true.
If you're going to buy a book on Amazon and it's $10 and you find it somewhere else for $2 from a vendor you've never, ever heard of, it's probably not a legitimate vendor.
While we all should be concerned about our online reputations, people applying for jobs especially need to make sure their online information is accurate and consistent.
Make sure that your LinkedIn profile is updated and that the information's correct. Check your credit bureaus and make sure that all that information is correct, because what happens is people look at a LinkedIn profile versus a resume versus a credit bureau score and realize that they don't all link up together. So therefore, they start making assumptions about the individual before they've even talked to them.
One of the groups that need the most help, McDermott says, are high school and college students who need to realize that their online life affects their real life.
Kids today, especially as they build their online reputations and use these social media sites like Facebook, they have an online presence and they can, you know, based on the information that's out there, either not get a job or not get admitted to university, which obviously has a huge impact on their future and their ability to earn money and lead successful lives.
Because these days, making a good impression is about more than a warm smile and a firm handshake. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.